This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy. A big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy. Sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy. With pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And this is Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick once again here at Cincinnati Princeton High School. It's game two of our doubleheader today, the second regional semifinal in Division IV baseball as Rushi takes on Lancaster Fisher Catholic.
Fisher, the number two ranked team in the state, 23-4. It lost its first two games of the year, has steamrolled since, winning since that point in time 23 of 25 games. Rushi, meanwhile, at 20-5, 16 straight, slow start for the Raiders. They've come on strong, each team playing their very best baseball of the year. Lancaster Fisher Catholic, number two ranked team in the state. Fort Loramie, the number six team in the state earlier today, won its game over Cedarville by a score of 9-1. A few more runs scored in that game than we expected as the Redskins hit the two McKinnons, the pitchers for Cedarville, pretty hard in that game. Let's take a look at these two clubs specifically. Rushi plays a lot of small ball. The Redskins rely on solid pitching. They move base runners into scoring position and then get the big hit. Drew Sherman leads the way, 447, 26 ribbies. The team hitting about 309 on the year. Fisher Catholic has a young man, Nick Kruner, in center field at 590 for a batting average. The team hitting 385 on the season. Those numbers might be a little inflated in three games this year. Fisher Catholic has totaled 20 runs or better. Fisher Catholic played a recent game against Lancaster High, which is in the Division I regional tourney today. Lancaster, a Division I club, that game went 6-5 in favor of Lancaster. So that tells you how strong this Fisher Catholic team can really be. You wonder a little bit about its Mid-States Cardinal Division schedule. It's the weakest of the three Mid-States leagues. Fisher Catholic played seven teams twice in that Cardinal Division and streaked through winning all 14. Rushi second in the Shelby County Athletic League. Lost a couple close games to Fort Loramie during the year. Two well-pitched contests, 4-0 and 3-1. But the Raiders are red hot, that's for sure. Rushi with a number of interchangeable parts, right behind Drew Sherman in the hitting department. Xavier Flippo at 364, Zane Chappie at 373, Aiden Chappie at 353. Fisher Catholic has got five seniors. Rushi, very young. Raiders just have one senior, Sherman, who plays a lot. Fisher Catholic has five in catcher Mitchell Centino, center fielder Nick Kruner, shortstop, or I should say third baseman Josh Burke, right fielder Sean Harp is a senior. Actually, four in that starting nine are 12th graders for Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Rushi needs tight pitching, and the Raiders can get it done. Grant Saunders throws in the low 80s. He mixes in a good curveball. He's very capable of silencing Fisher Catholic bats here today. I think the first time through the order for both pitchers, it will be a feeling out process for both Chase Springer, the junior right-hander for Fisher Catholic, and Grant Saunders, the junior right-hander for the Rushi Raiders. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll run them down for you shortly. We want to get right to our pregame interviews, including Rushi head coach Kevin Flippo. Kevin said he knew as early as last summer, during summer ball, following the start of the health crisis, that he was blending a pretty good club that might be mighty tough to beat here in the spring of 2021.
Well, last year we got a jump start on everybody. We was able to get 30 ball games in during the summer when a lot of programs were shut down and only played for a couple, 10 days, 2 weeks. So just by that stretch, we had a successful summer, a lot of young kids playing. So that, I was confident that we had something here. And then just once we got going on this spring, it's just we were in every ball game. Mm-hmm. We had some tough losses, but they were competitive losses, and we've just pitched well every game. So that's been our MO right now. So if you can pitch well, I mean, you're going to win a bunch of ball games.
Well, you talked about young team, two seniors, one who plays a lot, and you're on a winning streak of how many in a row now?
It's now 16 in a row. The Army was our last loss. So, yeah, we're young, and our pitching, and we'll have all our pitching coming back. So, you know, I like what we have. We're young, but I truly believe with what we did last summer, the amount of games got them an experience. We made the best of a bad situation during COVID.
Right.
And the kids got playing time. So I really don't believe they missed much of a season. I was able to see a lot to move forward, and I mean, a lot of questions were answered, so I kind of knew what I had coming in, and we just kind of went from there.
Now, your A number one strength is pitching. Talk about personnel in that department and the characteristics on the mound of these three young men who are underclassmen.
Yeah, for Grant Saunders, I mean, he's really come along late. I mean, we expected him to be our best, and he's really has shined lately. I mean, he throws harder than Xavier and Ross, but he's been dominant on the mound. He can control a game, so he's done well. Xavier follows right behind him. I mean, as first year varsity pitching for Xavier and Ross, I mean, they've done great right behind him. Xavier's got a bunch of innings, throws strikes. I mean, he's got command of three pitches, and then Ross Fissinger is just a guy who he's a little bit of a change of pace guy, but he pounds a strike zone. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of all speed curveballs, and high school kids just struggle with that.
Yeah, this is a complete young team. Highlight a few other members of your personnel who've been very pleasant surprises for you and have really come on strong in the season.
Well, our MVP of the year, I mean, you look at all of our numbers, Drew's leading us in hitting.
Right, Drew Sherman,
then Grant Saunders, Xavier Flippo, and you know, leading our pitching staff. But our MVP's been Aiden Chappie. I mean, he's only bat maybe 333, but he's our starting catcher. And when Xavier pitches, he moves to short. He's playing the outfield. He's coming and close some ball games. In about six relief appearances, we brought him in. We'll bring him in with runners on, maybe a bases loaded situation. I'll bring him in a heartbeat, and he shut everybody down. So he's the most versatile guy. Hayden Quinter at third base has been outstanding over there. And then he'll be catching. So I'll be having a freshman behind the plate catching Xavier Flippo when he's on the mound, and he does a great job back there. So we just got guys that can move all over the place and more than just one thing at a time.
If Rushi focuses on Raider baseball and adjusts during the course of the game, that's what it's all about in the regional semi.
Yeah, I'm not huge into
scouting.
Yep. I mean, to me, baseball is slow enough pace that as long as you're prepared for the situation, you know when the bunt's coming. You know when guys, the steal, that type of thing. There are little things you'd like to know, but we talk about control, what we can control. All right? And then so we just get on one at bat at a time. If we haven't seen a pitcher, we take a few pitches kind of and talk to each other about what do you see, what do you got, and just in-game adjustments. That's what I'm so big on, and on everybody just communicating and helping each other out and talk about what you see, and you know, and it's who can avoid the big mistake and who can adjust throughout the game.
2017, Rushi advanced all the way to the state finals, played Minster right down to the very last at bat. How does this club stack up with other Rushi baseball teams? Certainly it's about the youngest, if not the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not the most tournament experienced, but who is?
Right.
So, kind of, I don't pay much attention to that. I mean, every team's different. Yeah, so it's just every team has their own identity, their own, you know, how they handle themselves in the dugout, and own little swagger type, you know, how they have fun, how they blow off steam. This team, they were young, they were inexperienced, but they came together. I mean, they know what we've done in the past, and they want that and then some.
Good point.
So I mean, our past has helped us out, and we're young. I mean, yeah, we're usually not. For some reason, we pitch well, and we've never been a dominant offensive team. So we mostly relied on our pitching throughout, and this is kind of the same way. But pitching and defense wins championships, right? Is that what they say?
Words of Kevin Flippo, seventh-year head coach, Rushi Raiders. 5 district titles in the last 6 years. In terms of defense, Rushi committing about an error and a half a game. Pretty good at the high school baseball level. Team earned run average well under 2. That trio of Grant Saunders, Xavier Flippo, Ross Fissinger, outstanding on the mound all year. Rushi will need that kind of pitching effort here today. Lancaster Fisher Catholic, possibly a slight favorite in this contest, ranked number 2 in the state, and for good reason. It's a club like others which didn't play last spring but only graduated 1 senior a year ago. Here's Fisher Catholic head coach Jared Stewart.
Well, we had 1 senior last year in 2020, and the fact that we lost that season was heartbreaking for him. We felt like going into that season that we were going to surprise some people. In 2019, this team had around 11 seniors, only 2 returning two or three returning starters, and coming back in 2020. But we knew the talent that we had coming back was exceptional. Some guys had already committed to go play college baseball, and so it was devastating to lose last season. But then this season, you know, coming into it with only losing the 1 senior from last year, we knew that what we had,
right.
And not a lot of people around our part of the state recognized what we recognized in-house, and so it was very exciting that we were going to get to have a season. I was exceptionally proud of how my kids handled last year losing the season, and they were ready to go. They came into the weight room early. This is a small school, so kids right. play 3 sports, but they found a way to, while playing other sports, get in that weight room and work on baseball. And I couldn't be more proud of them.
Lancaster Fisher Catholic, a very small school, a 13-player roster.
Yep.
The core, 5 experienced 12th graders. Highlight those young men individually.
Well, Mitchell Santino, our leadoff hitter, is a catcher. He's committed to go to University of Rio Grande. He's a 4-year starter at catcher. He, when you see him, he doesn't look like a catcher. He's tiny, but he is one of the best high school catchers I've ever seen in terms of blocking and throwing. He's got a quick release. Pitchers are very confident to throw whatever they need to throw because they know he's going to block it. He's also got exceptional speed. He's our leadoff hitter. Has 29 steals on the season. As he leads off, we're as good as he is at the top of the order. Then Nick Kruner. This kid is fantastic. I mean, he is one, not just as a baseball player, but just as a person. He's a kid that I tell my own son, emulate everything about Nick Kruner. The way he handles himself on the field, off the field, his work ethic, very impressive athlete in person. You look at, and by the way, Nick is committed to go play at Marymount University next year. Aiden Harris, who we lost, unfortunately, for the rest of the season with a meniscus tear. He went through a tough stretch in the middle of the season where he had emergency surgery for appendicitis. Poor kid has had a rough go of it, but he is one of our leaders. He's committed to go to St. Xavier University next year, and he continues to be in the dugout, be a leader, even with that injury. Then we've got Josh Burke and Sean Harp. Those two have been big surprises for us. They didn't get any varsity time in 2019, but the fact that they play other varsity sports has helped them leadership-wise. Those 5 seniors that are really the core of our program, and I told them after our district final win the other night that you guys have set the bar very high for the future of Fisher Catholic baseball.
Sure, sure. Kruner doubles center fielder, left-hand pitcher for you.
Yeah.
Your ace is a junior, Chase Springer.
Yes. Chase, surprisingly, he didn't play summer baseball last year. Didn't play fall baseball. He played football. Was even considering not playing baseball. And he came out this spring or in the winter when he could. He was a basketball player as well, so he got there when he could to winter throwing. And when we saw him on the mound, down, we were like, this kid's going to be our ace. And he's worked his tail off, and he's pitched every big game for us. And just couldn't say enough about his demeanor on the mound. There's still some things we need to work on with him, but being a junior and leading us, I think this is a huge spot for him and a big confidence builder as well.
Jared Stewart, second-year head coach, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, our guest before today's D4 regional semifinal from here at Princeton between Fisher Catholic and Rushi. You've got an outstanding team that overcame Newark Catholic in the district championship.
Yeah. First time in 16 years, since 2005, that the Fisher Catholic has won a district title, and ironically the same amount of years that since we've beaten Newark Catholic. And so it was a huge, just a huge thing, you know, for not just for our current players. There were a lot of alumni there, a lot of former baseball players that were just really excited to see that happen. And I couldn't say enough about Coach Canizzaro at Newark Catholic and the character that he is and the character that he builds on his team. Those kids were not only good athletes, but they were very complimentary of our kids. Even walking out of the stadium, you know, having lost that game, they were still, you know, telling our guys, hey, nice job, good luck, you know. And that's just the type of program that they built at Newark Catholic.
Now, speaking of district championships, your opponent today, Rushi, has won 5 district titles in the last 6 years. A thumbnail sketch of what you know about Rushi High School.
Well, you know, we saw that that they've won those 5, and so they're not it's nothing new to them. Whereas our guys are in a situation where we're not used to this, Rushi should be very well used to it. And you know, we have tremendous respect not just for Rushi but for all 4 teams in this regional. And you know, it's going to be a battle. We know that they've got strong pitching. We know that they like to play a lot of small ball, so that's been a huge focus for us in practice, is defending the bunt. But I tell you, I think that we could be in for a low scoring affair with Rushi.
Well, thanks so much to Jared Stewart, second-year head coach, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, who rolled out the red carpet for me earlier this week during my visit to Lancaster. Had a great conversation with Coach. You just heard it. And this Lancaster Fisher Catholic team, which is coming off a big district championship win over Newark Catholic, is ready for the Rushi Raiders here today. Rushi ready as well. On the mound for the blue and gold, Grant Saunders, 7-2 on the year. 1.7 ERA, 104 strikeouts for Grant. He gets up over the 80 MPH mark frequently. He's got a hot fastball. And when his curve is controlled and is on, he is a mighty tough customer. As is Chase Springer. He's just got 1 loss on the year for Lancaster Fisher Catholic. The junior right-hander averages 1 strikeout per inning. His ERA is under 1.6. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And in addition, thanks so much to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors. They include Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. The great weather continues. It has been sustained all day. A few puffy clouds overhead. A lot of blue sky. Wind is stirring up out of the southwest, headed toward the right center field fence here at Princeton. It's 390 to center, 325 down the lines here at Princeton High School. The sun is to the back of the hitters. You see I-75 out over the center field fence. Plenty of territory and foul ground. A good 80 feet between the first base bag and the dugout, the third base bag and the dugout. 75 feet or so behind home plate. It narrows deep down the lines, 200 plus feet from home plate. The fence juts in. There's a warning track along the foul lines of 8 to 10 feet in width. That's how close the fence is to the foul stripe in the corners. There is a warning track around the park. Big sign in left center, Princeton. Big sign in right center on the fence that says Vikings. And so many thanks to the Princeton High School Athletic Director staff, AD Joe Roberts, also Matt Weber, associate. They rolled out the red carpet for us this week and once again here today. Both managers meeting at home plate with the three-person officiating crew. Rushi, by the way, home team throughout the regional. Raiders at the very top of the bracket. So Rushi is home in this game. Should Rushi win, the Raiders would be the home team tomorrow. Fort Loramie is at the very bottom of the bracket. If Lancaster Fisher Catholic wins today, Fisher is the home team tomorrow. By the way, that regional championship is set for 12 noon. That's the first pitch. We are on the air on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 10 FM at about 20 till 12 tomorrow with the regional championship. The team that wins tomorrow and advances on to the state Final Four plays at 1 o'clock next Friday in Akron against the Northeast Ohio Regional Champ. I understand that Warren John F. Kennedy might be the favorite up there, but you got to play him on the field to determine the outcome. Mike, it's been a hitter's day so far, at least for Fort Loramie. We expected a lower scoring game in game one. Redskins got the bats out and clobbered Steterville's two aces 9-1.
Yeah, 9-1. 10 hits, I believe, I think they said earlier. So.
Yep. And a big five run outburst by Fort Loramie in that third inning. We'll return with the first pitch of the start of the game after this word from AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Rushi Raiders, attired in white pants, those bright yellow gold jerseys. You could spot them a mile away. I love them. They're sharp.
Put them in the sun and they shine.
Oh, yeah. the yellow jerseys, blue numbers, white pants, the blue caps with yellow and white piping, the Fisher Catholic Irish in the green from top to bottom, gray pants, gray trim. Let's set you up with our starting lineups for this game here today. Lancaster Fisher Catholic will be hitting first, the visiting team. Leadoff hitter is catcher, senior Mitchell Santino. Batting second, second baseman, sophomore J.J. Vio. Batting third, Nick Crooner, who is the second pitcher on this club. Outstanding center fielder, senior Crooner, left-hand hitter, hitting in the third spot. The number four hitter, shortstop, Jack Tenza, a junior. Batting five, Nick Dolce, the sophomore first baseman. Batting six, the junior pitcher, Chase Springer, a 6 foot, 1.5 inch right-hander. Josh Burke, tall, lanky senior third baseman. Sean Harp, senior right fielder, hits in the eighth spot. And Simon Messerly is the left fielder. He is a freshman. A 1, 2, 3, 4 senior start. You heard Coach Stewart talk about the young man, Aiden Harris, who is out with the injury. He, too, a senior on this club. For Rushi, starting lineup is as follows. Leading off in center field, sophomore Zane Shappy. Batting second, the shortstop, sophomore Xavier Flippo. Only senior who plays a lot, second baseman Drew Sherman. Batting third, cleanup hitter, junior Grant Saunders, the pitcher. Batting fifth, the catcher, junior Aiden Shappy. Batting sixth, third baseman, freshman Hayden Quinter. In the seventh spot, Jared Poling, junior first baseman. Batting eighth, the DH, sophomore Ross Fissinger. Batting ninth, freshman left fielder Braden Monin. As I mentioned, Fissinger, the DH, bats for junior right fielder Patrick Bowman. Fisher Catholic does not utilize the DH. I'd like to remind you all about the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big deals, big sales always at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Tell Darren Yinks you heard all about his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness Center is part of our presentation. 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Services at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. We will take a brief break, then return with the start, the first pitch, I promise you. When we come back, it's Rushi, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, for the right to meet Fort Loramie in the regional championship tomorrow at noon. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, for Rushi here today, a key building component is get a runner on, move him over a base at a time to second, then to third, and get him in any way possible. Drew Sherman, always capable of coming up with a big RBI, and pitching is of paramount importance. Grant Saunders has the task of checking these very good offensive bats at the top of the lineup for Lancaster Fisher Catholic. For Fisher, tight pitching from Chase Springer, a building block today that's crucial. The four senior veterans must hit and hit and hit and generate the kind of offense Fisher has gotten throughout the year. It's a very good club with a few fine hitters from the left side against Saunders. Those are key building components for these two teams. Speaking of such, the finest in building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, it's Grant Saunders on the mound to kick off this game for the Rushi Raiders. Let's set up Rushi defensively, left to right in the outfield. Braden Mon and Zane Chappie, Patrick Bowman, infield, third to first. Hayden Quinter, Xavier Flippo at short, Drew Sherman at second, Jared Poling at first, Saunders on the mound, Aiden Chappie behind the plate, and here is the first pitch of the game, and it is a strike right down the middle at the knees. No balls, one strike on Mitchell Santino, a 300 hitter on the year, catcher for Fisher Catholic, a senior. Slightly closed stance. He looks at strike two right down the middle above the belt. And Santino's behind 0-2. Love the uniforms of both teams. Love that deep dark green being worn by Fisher Catholic. Shiny green helmets, gray pants. 0-2 pitch. Saunders to Santino. Wow. Three straight looking.
And those were nice pitches.
Outside corner knees. Santino looked it over. Looked like a slider from Saunders. And three pitches. See you later. Open stance for J.J. Vio. Spelled V-I-A-U. Sophomore second baseman. Pronounced Vio. 429 hitter, Saunders coming out of the gate, throwing nothing but strikes. Opening pitch to Vio, second man in the lineup. Yes, on the corner at the knees. Nothing in one. Saunders winds, fires big breaker. In the dirt, swung on and missed. And Vio out in front. No chance to hit that one. It was way out of the zone. Saunders made him fish. Five pitches, five strikes for Saunders. Vio, right-hand batter. On deck, lefty Nick Kruner. Outside target set up. And it's pitched that way and hit that way to the Rushi second baseman. Gobbled up by Sherman. Easy play. On to Poling for the out. Vio dribbles one to second. Two up, two down for Fisher Catholic. Nick Kruner, 590 on the year. Vio was batting 429.
Did you say 590?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, boy.
This is one of three young men on this roster signed to play college ball. Kruner, left-hand batter, bat 5'10", waves the bat back and forth. Excellent center fielder, very good pitcher, backs up Springer on the mound, takes a big cut on Sanders' first offering, and it's a long, high foul to left. Nothing and one on Crooner.
I tried.
Where's number five on his back? Outfield pretty deep, but straight away.
There's nothing in there.
That's outside. Saunders misses. That's his first ball.
That's the first one, yeah.
One and one on Crooner. Infield pinching the middle for Rushi. Flippo shading towards second. The windup, the fire by Saunders to the left-hand batter. High and away again. Ball two. You can tell that Grant is being a little finer with his throws to the plate against Crooner, who has a fantastic BA. His average hitting on the year, approaching 600. 2-1 pitch, off speed. Cut and a miss. 2-2. Saunders disguised that changeup well. Crooner steps out of the box, looks Grant over. Saunders peers in, gets a sign from Aiden Chappie, winds, throws. Uh-oh, another breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike three. Outstanding first inning for Grant Saunders of Rushi. Lancaster, Fisher, Catholic, three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. Division Four regional semifinal baseball from Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, Fisher Catholic's hurler has got a tough act to follow.
It sure does.
After that splendid first inning by Grant Saunders of Rushi.
11 pitches, I think most of those were strikes.
Yeah, you talk about economizing throws to the plate, and Saunders was on target. And his last few changeups, boy, Fisher Catholic was way out in front.
9 out of 11 strikes. You can't beat that.
No, uh-uh. Now, we've been talking about the fact that we figured these regional tournament games would be low-scoring, well-pitched. First game didn't turn out that way. Fort Loramie busted it wide open with 5 in the third against Caden McKinnon of Cedarville. And the Redskins got some runs late in the game against his brother Caleb and one going away 9-1. On the mound for Fisher Catholic is Chase Springer, the right-hander. And he starts the opening batter for Rushi. Zane Chappie off with a big breaker, and it's in at the knees. Chappie, 373 on the year. Sophomore center fielder. Swing and a miss. It's a low outside. Breaking ball again. Nothing in two. Outfield deep to left for Zane Chappie. Right fielder for Fisher Catholic. Harp is shading the line. Huge hole in right center. And reaching out to spoil that curveball is Chappie. Foul ball to the right. Am I right, Mike? Right fielder shading the line. Look at the acreage in right center.
Huge hole over there.
Zane Chappie could single to right center and turn it into a triple. Slow pitch upstairs. So it's a ball and two strikes on Chappie. As I mentioned during the pregame, Chase Springer's lost just once this year, ERA of under 1.6, strikeout per inning. And there is his strikeout for the first inning right there as Chaffee goes down swinging. Low inside pitch handcuffed him, and he couldn't make contact. Here's Xavier Flippo, the sophomore shortstop for Rushi. And the outfield doesn't adjust really much for Xavier after the Zane at bat. Pitch to Flippo, curveball, inside half. It's a strike. I tell you what, both pitchers pounding the strike zone. One right after another. Jay Springer bends into the windup, strides forward. Curveball, Flippo, missed, down. Close.
I don't think that missed by much.
Nope. Missed by a thread on the catcher's mitt. A ball, a strike on Flippo. Bottom of the first, no score. Fisher Catholic retired in order in the first. Here's Springer, curveball, inside corner, looked at, strike two. One and two on Flippo. Even with the bag at third for Fisher Catholic is Josh Burke. Pitch to Flippo. Outside target by the catcher, ball in the dirt. That takes it to 2-2, right, Mike?
That is correct, 2-2.
Third baseman for Fisher Catholic, Burke. Shortstop, Jack Tenza. Second baseman, J.J. Vio. And Nick Dolce at first. Winding Springer. Outside target by the catcher. Swung on by Flippo. Lifted high to center. Right in his tracks, making the easy play, is Crooner in center field for Fisher. He didn't even have to move. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. Drew Sherman steps in. 26 ribbies on the year. 447 hitter. Flippo, by the way, was hitting 364. Outside target set up here by the Fisher Catholic catcher. Change up to Sherman. A swing and a whiff.
Yeah, I don't think he was expecting that one.
Okay, these two pitchers so far throwing backwards a little bit. Off speed to begin hitters. And then maybe a speed pitch. A third throw down the line. There's one that bounces. And it's 1-1 on Drew Sherman of Rushi. Very deep in center is Crooner. Boy, does he respect the strong hitting of Drew Sherman of the Raiders. Slow curveball. Sherman turns on it, rifles it, foul. 5 feet outside third to the right of the umpire, who's about 25 feet behind the bag.
I think he's over there now saying he needs a helmet.
Yes.
That one got there fast.
Sherman powdered a changeup, but couldn't keep it in the field of play. And Drew steps out. Refresh my memory, Mike. It's short. 2-2 on Sherman?
It is. I have.
1-2?
1-2.
Yep, here we go. 1-2. Springer steps off the back of the rubber. Sherman out of the box and back in. Right-hand batter. Springer wheels and deals. Sherman goes down, hits a curveball on the ground, through the hole, left side, into left field, base hit. Good piece of hitting by Drew Sherman. It appeared he was fooled by the pitch. It was low and away. He was maybe a hair out in front, had a hitch in a swing, kept his hands back, and spanked it to left.
Yeah, that would be a good example for the young kids out there.
Uh-huh.
He stayed with that pitch the entire way through.
But Sherman's at first. Grant Saunders steps in, the junior hurler for the Raiders, 376 hitter on the year. And I tell you what, Mike, if there was none out or one out, I would say Saunders might be bunting, but with two down, he's not.
No.
And he fouls it out of play to the right. I can't read my writing. I said 376 for Grant. It's a 276. A lead of about 7 or 8 feet for Sherman at first. Never know. He's very athletic. He might go with two down. And Springer is up to that. He makes a token toss on to first. Two down, Rushi, bottom of the first inning, no score. Lancaster, Fisher, Catholic, 1-2-3 in the first. Raiders, a two-out hit from Sherman. Outside target by the Fisher Catholic catcher, Santino, and Springer hits it, and it's a strike called, 0-2 on Saunders. Outfield deep and slightly to the left for Grant. The tallish right-hand batter looks at a breaking ball. It short hops the catcher. Sherman's off and running, very aware. Alert play by him. He's in at second. The ball bounced right around home plate. That's got to be scored a wild pitch because it hit the dirt. So now, thanks to the errant throw, the errant pitch by Springer, Rushi's got a runner in scoring position at second. Saunders with a 2-2 pitch upcoming. Swings at the change, rips a foul to the screen. So many little things in this game of baseball add up. A wild pitch, a pass ball that moves a runner into scoring position. And if you can get that two-out timely hit, you're in business. Fort Loramie got one of those in the first inning in game one by Mac Fortman. A walk and a stolen base and a single up the middle. Wind up, pitch to Saunders. Slow breaking ball fouled high in the air over top. May have heard it hit the top of our press box roof. This is a beautiful facility here at Princeton. It is sun-drenched this afternoon. A few puffy white clouds overhead. Breeze blowing out to right center. Runner at second with a nice lead. Into the stretch at Springer. Saunders upright at the plate. Swings, line drive to the right of the shortstop. Yes, into left field. A clean single. Sherman off and running. Crack of the bat with two out. Scampers around third. And there's that two-out base hit I was talking about.
That was it.
There it is. A single by Sherman, a wild pitch. And then Saunders rifles one to left. A liner to the shortstop's right, to our left as we look at it in the hole. Left fielder for Fisher Catholic, Simon Messerly, charged, fumbled it, but he had no chance whatsoever to gun down Sherman at the plate. And Rushi's on the board, leading 1-0. Aiden Shappy, the catcher, steps in. 353 on the year. A swing at the first pitch and a foul back over the screen. Yep, Saunders, the Raiders hurler, helps his cause. Very timely single by him here in the bottom of the first. Saunders with a medium length lead at first. Very wide curveball. Well into the left-hand batter's box to Aiden Shappy. 1-1 count on him. Left fielder for Fisher Catholic, Messerly, extremely deep. Crooner fairly deep in center. Not as deep in right is Harp. Infield pinching in up the middle. There's a high off-speed pitch, and it's 2-1. 2-1 to Aiden Shappy. Third baseman Burke is on the grass. Rushi will bunt the ball on any occasion. Off-speed pitch again, ripped foul to the screen. 2-2, the count to Aiden Shappy. Aiden got some very complimentary remarks from Rushi Raiders head coach Kevin Flippo in our pregame. Outstanding, versatile, all-around player. Shappy back in the box, wind up. Here's the pitch to the plate. He goes down after a pitch in the dirt, a curveball. Can't get the bat on it, and he runs it down to first. The catcher finds it in front of home plate, and Santino airmails one down to retire Shappy. But Rushi's on the board first. A two-out hit by Saunders. We played one in our second regional semifinal of the day. From here at Princeton, Rushi 1, Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, the Lancaster Fisher Catholic Irish come to bat here in the top of the second, trailing 1-0. Fisher blitzed past Newark Catholic 9-5 in a district championship game. And it was a long time coming, and boy, did Fisher rejoice after that triumph over a perennial powerhouse, Newark Catholic, in the district title affair, scoring a big four in the bottom of the sixth to break a deadlock and put that game away. I think it was 9-4, 9-5. Can't remember exactly, but Lancaster hadn't beaten Newark Catholic in a while, and that victory propelled Lancaster Fisher Catholic into this regional semifinal against the Rushi Raiders. Rushi kind of hoping that the 2017 regional in which Rushi took part repeats itself here in 2021. Fisher Catholic's Jack Tenza steps in to start the second inning. Tenza, a junior shortstop, a robust .448 batting average for Tenza. First pitch to him low, second pitch outside, 2-0. Sanders didn't fall behind once in the first, but he is behind against Tenza to open up the second. Raiders lead it 1-0. Wind up the pitch, fastball, yes, at the knees, right down the heart. Two balls and a strike on Tenza. Like Cedarville earlier today, Lancaster Fisher Catholic has several sizable young men up over 6 feet. Pitch to Tenza, fastball, outside corner. Saunders gets the call, 2-2. Good pitch. Tenza's only option there would have been to punch it to right field. Deep and left for Tenza is Braden Monin for Rushi. Ball spanked out to right. The Rushi right fielder is having trouble with the sun. He gets twisted around and cannot hang on. It falls for a single. Real tough play for the Raiders. Being challenged was Patrick Bowman. Tough play, sun, wind. I commented, Mike, earlier at 1:30. Left field, sun field game one. Right field, sun field game two. And it comes into play right away in this game. Ball was hit hard. Bowman had it tracked, got there in time. And then between the wind and the sun, it appeared as though he misjudged it by a step or two.
He might have misjudged it. I saw the reflection from his sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
So I know the sun had to be in his eyes.
I'm scoring that as a single. I'm scoring that as a base hit for Tenza. Nick Dolce bunts the first pitch foul out of play against the screen. Short lead by Tenza. Dolce squares. bunts, first base side, off the mound, Saunders fumbles, gets it belatedly, throws to first, it's a tie, safe at first base, Dolce beat it. Saunders with a brief muff. He couldn't find the handle right away cleanly, and that cost him.
So that one I am going to score an error.
And then the lateral to the first baseman was just not in the nick of time, mighty close. I don't think it was a case of Poling being pulled off the bag. I think it was pretty much a dead heat at first base.
I think so.
Saunders couldn't get much on the throw because he was shoveling it. You know,
he
pitched it from down around his ankles or knees, and there was not a lot of steam on the ball.
Nope. He was moving that way, made it even more difficult.
That goes down E1 against Saunders, and the pitcher for Rushi is in a bind. Runners at first and second for Fisher, and here's Chase Springer, the pitcher, right-hand batter. 282 on the year, squares to bunt, looks at the pitch high for a ball. Now Rushi's got to defend the bunt better here than it did in the previous at-bat, that's for sure.
Yep.
This is a for certain bunting situation. Saunders looks at his runners at first and second, fires to Springer. Looked like he wanted to swing there. Looked at it. It's a strike. Belt high, outside part of the plate. 0-2. Now you would bet that Springer is hitting away. Shortstop for the Raiders, Xavier Flippo, in behind the runner near the bag. Pitch by Saunders, curveball low and in. 1-2. 4:30 hitter at the plate. Dolce, the previous hitter, was 4:30. Springer just under 300. Real good lead at first. Poling up in the grass at first base. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Springer. Oh, he nubs it off the handle. It's looped toward the mound. Oh, what a catch on the play by Saunders. He speared it in the webbing, through to first, double play. How about that? Saunders, after a muff, a highly athletic play, great catch on the looping bunt to his left toward first. He came off the mound looking very nimble and snared it in the webbing before it hit the turf. And the runner on first, Mike Tenza.
He was gone.
Or he should say the runner on first, Dolce, was off and going and doubled up easily. In fact, I don't think he'd gotten his head turned back toward first base.
I don't think he knew that happened.
Uh-uh. And now Josh Burke, lighter hitting third baseman, 289, swinging and a miss at Saunders, low and outside curveball. So Saunders, thanks to his fine play, close to getting out of trouble here in the top of the second inning. Runner at second for Lancaster, two down after the double play. Big curve, low and in, bounds away from the Rushi catcher, throw down to third wide, not in time. Wild pitch. Moving up on the play is Tenza, who had singled to start the inning. He's at third with two outs. Count on Burke is a ball and a strike.
That's correct, 1-1.
1-1 on Burke. Sean Harp, a 431 hitter on deck. Saunders needs to take care of business here. The windup, the pitch, up and in fastball, swing, no contact. Good spot for that one.
He should probably throw another one like that.
Burke in a hole, 1-2. Saunders looks to his catcher, Aiden Chappie, for the strikeout, 1-2 throw. Here it comes. There it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Josh Burke chased a low one. Looked like a two-seamer. down in the zone, maybe below the knees, and Rushi gets out of hot water in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. Rushi 1, Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Freeman Drywall in Anna offers professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Reiman reputation. So if you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Reiman Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right with Reiman. Well, the Raiders start the bottom of inning number two. First pitch by Springer. Swing, a strike. Hayden Quinter can't get a piece of it. 0-1.
A freshman.
He is a third base frosh, 323. A ball and a strike. 1-1 on Quinter. Wind up, pitch to the plate. It is looped in the air, right side. Second baseman retreats into right field, can't get it. It's a base knock. Well done by Quinter. Single to right field. Quinter drops one in. Kind of an inside-out swing. He fisted that one to the second baseman's left, to our right as we look at it. Ball dropped a few feet on the grass out of his reach. Play could not be made by Vio. And the Raiders had the first runner aboard in the second. And as you can expect, here's a bunt by Rushi. It's fielded by the catcher, Santino. Throw down to second. Out at second base. Oh, that was mighty close.
That was mighty close. I had a different call up here.
I did too. Mike, I had safe.
Yep.
I had safe all the way. Ball looked like it was still in the air and approaching the mitt when the Lancaster fielder, Tenza, was outstretched to catch it. And the runner sliding in hit the bag just before the ball hit the mitt, but the umpire, slightly delayed, called the force out. Tough break for Rushi. A good one for Lancaster Fisher Catholic.
But I will give credit to Santino, the catcher. He,
oh, yeah.
He got up and out quick and made a very good throw.
Yeah, he made the play right now, no hesitation. And he made it very, very close. And Fisher Catholic gets the call. Runner at first, one out for Rushi. Bottom of the second, Raiders lead it 1-0. And it's a 1-1 count on Ross Fissinger, who's in there now, 288 hitter on the year. Pulling down at first, Jared was the young man who laid down the bunt. Had he gotten it to the grass out in front of the plate, Santino would had to have thrown to first.
Yep, I agree.
But it was in the dirt, only 3 to 4 feet in front of the plate, and Santino came up firing. Foul ball to the right, off the bat of Fissinger, 1-2 count, bottom of the second, Rushi 1, Fisher Catholic nothing, a Grant Saunders 2-out base hit, leading to a run for Rushi in the bottom of the first, foul to the right. chipped that way by Fissinger. That's a big call. Big difference between a runner on first, one out, first and second, no outs.
Yep.
Lead at first by Poling. Springer into the stretch. Curveball popped high in the air. Back of the plate, Centino toward the screen. Beautiful play. Well done. Long trek by Centino. A good 70 feet from home. Back to the screen. And just a couple feet away from it. Stuck up the mitt and snatched it.
You know what? He made that look easy. And it was not easy.
No.
I'm impressed.
Two superb plays by Centino here in the second inning. And Lancaster now has two outs and a Raider at first. And here's Braden Monin stepping in. Pitch up and in on him. The left fielder, a freshman. Fissinger was hitting just under 290 before the pop out. Runner at first, two down. Poling short lead for Rushi. Swing, long belt to left, curving foul.
Still going.
Shortstop for Fisher Catholic, Tenza. He is leaning towards second. Outfield for Monin. Center fielder shading slightly left. Right fielder, though, for Fisher. Harp, is leaning toward the line.
And there's the hit right there.
Here's a nice reach out by the Raider batter, and he strokes an outside pitch into right center field for a clean hit. The Raiders are going to send the runner. Here's the throw with a cutoff. It short hops the catcher, and Poling slides, and he's safe, scoring all the way from first. Jared Poling running at the crack of the bat. Huge two-out hit again by the Raiders.
Yep.
In each of the first two innings. One by Saunders, that one by Fissinger. And you talk about hitting the ball where it's pitched. It was an outside breaking ball, it appeared. Fissinger went with it and pasted it on a line. He spiked it to right center field.
Right in that spot you were talking about.
Yeah. There was a gaping hole out there, and he took advantage. And it was misplayed on the second bounce very slightly by Fisher Catholic as Springer hits a batter. Leadoff batter Zane Chappie is plunked.
That does go down as a double with an RBI.
Yeah, that scored a double.
Yep.
Two bagger and a ribby.
And now we're going to have a mound visit.
Very interesting development after it looked like Fisher Catholic was out of trouble with that big force out at second. Rushi gets some clutch hits to lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. We'll take a short break. 2-0 Raiders, second inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangemanfh.com.
Yep, two runners aboard for the Raiders. Two down, right, Mike?
That here in the inning. Yep, two outs.
Two away, two on. Rushi has scored one. A run for Rushi in each of the first two innings. Timely two out hitting by the blue and gold. Springer's first pitch to Flippo, low, a ball. Second pitch is ripped hard in between the third baseman and the bag. Another run for the Raiders. We might have a play at third. Not in time. Not in time. Run scores. And the runner at first for Rushi, Fissinger, scurries around to third. Three two-out hits for Rushi. And the Raiders lead 3-0. And Rushi is solving that off-speed breaking stuff of Springer right now.
That was some interesting base running as he hits left field. And he stretched it from two to three, second to third. But he made it.
Well, with two out, the Raiders had the advantage. I'm sorry, that was Fissinger who scored from second.
Correct.
The runner who went from first to third was
Monin, I think.
Braden Monin. Yeah. Now, who went from first to third?
Zane Chappie.
I'm sorry, Zane Chappie. I'll get my score sheet right eventually. Yeah, Zane Chappie, good heads-up base running. He's now at third where he could score in a wild pitcher pass ball. And Drew Sherman steps in. This is the most feared hitter in the Raiders lineup. A lot of damage done with two out by Rushi in this game. Boy, Sherman hit here. Could stretch this lead out to 4-0. Off the end of the bat, roller up the first baseline, foul the 6 inches. Santino pounces on it. Excellent base running by Chappie, who'd been hit by the pitch. And he zoomed to third on the ball hit to left. Raiders have stung it here in the second inning. Some very crisp hitting by the Rushi offense has propelled the Raiders to a 3-0 advantage. Here's the pitch to Sherman. Outside high pitch. Sherman goes with it to right field. It's very high. Right and center fielder converge, and it's caught by Sean Harp. Inning over. Raiders strike for two more total. We played two in this D4 regional semifinal at Princeton. Rushi 3. Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And welcome back to Princeton High School in Northern Hamilton County. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick, Rushi 3, Lancaster Fisher Catholic nothing as we go to the top of the third inning. Mike, let's take a moment and review that third inning for the Raiders. Hayden Quinter, a big single, was forced at second on a questionable call, bunt attempt by Jared Poling of Rushi. So the Raiders have one on at first and one out, no runs in yet. And then what happened?
Well, Ross Fissinger popped up to the catcher.
Fissinger popped out.
Yep. That made two outs. And then Braden Monin stepped up and he slammed that double. And that created an RBI for him. And then we had a hit by pitch.
Yep, Zane Chappie
got hit by the pitch, and then there was a base hit by Xavier Flippo.
I may have mistakenly said that Fissinger got the two-bagger when, in fact, it was Braden Monin.
Yeah. And then Drew Sherman ended the inning with the pop-out to right field.
Nonetheless, Rushi, with a run in the first, scored after two out. Two more in the second, scored after two out. Timely hitting. And the Raiders have staked starting pitcher Grant Saunders to a 3-0 bulge. Here is Saunders opening the third, pitching to the tall, lean, left-hand batting right fielder Sean Harp. Foul ball back after the first pitch was out of the zone. 1-1 count. Open stance for Harp. Right foot is toward that first base bag. He's in the middle of the left-hand box. Saunders into the windup pitch. Foul to the screen. Top of inning three, Lancaster Fisher Catholic trying to dig out of a 3-0 hole. 1-2 on Harp. Here's the windup. The pitch by Saunders. Big breaking curveball. Hit off the edge of the mound. Takes a nice friendly hop toward Rushi's second baseman. And it's gobbled up on the play by Drew Sherman, who snaps the throw off to Poling for the outs. Friendly ricochet off the side of the hill for the Raiders that hit the edge of the bump and angled toward Sherman, making his play a bit easier. One down for Fisher Catholic here in the third. Left fielder freshman Messerly in. Bunts on the first pitch. Bunts it too hard. Right back to Saunders, who fields at the bottom of the hill. Flips it on to Poling. Two up, two out.
Yeah, they're making that look easy.
Yes. Well, now the top of the order comes up for Fisher Catholic, and no one's on board. Santino steps in. He K'd in the first inning.
He did. He was looking at him.
Yep. Three pitches in a row over the plate. He took them all. Swings, first pitch, loops a pop toward the Raider dugout. On the run, Shappy fields on a bounce. A-plus for Hustle. One strike on Santino. Bottom of the third, Rushi has bolted to a 3-0 lead over Lancaster Fisher Catholic. I said bottom of the third. I should have said top of the third. Rushi, the home team throughout the regional. The team that wins this game is the home team tomorrow. Fort Loramie sits at the very bottom of the bracket. Curveball, Santino low and in. A ball, a strike on him. Fisher Catholic does have the base hit from Tenza in the second. But other than that, the Irish have not hit the ball hard. There's one stroked in the air over the shortstop of Rushi into left center field. Leaping into the air was Xavier Flippo, but he could not pick it off. Missed it by a foot or so as Santino clubs a single. Racing in from center field to scoop it up and fire it back in was Zane Shappy for Rushi. So Fisher Catholic tries to do some two-out damage in the top of the third inning. J.J. Avio steps in, spelled V-I-A-U, pronounced V-E-O. Oh, good pitch by Saunders. Fastball outside corner, strike. Snap throw to first by Aiden Shappy, not in time. Outfield straight away. In center for Rushi, Zane Shappy right in line with the catcher, pitcher, and second base bag. Runner going. Ball popped to second. Sherman near the bag. Easy play. Ball was no more than 15 feet in the air. He's got it for the outs. And Fisher Catholic's retired in the third. We go to the bottom of the third in this Division IV baseball regional semifinal. Rushi 3, Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victorious Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victorious, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-O-U-S
https://health.com/free-consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
If you know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Raiders come to bat bottom of the third. Rushi, of course, hoping that here in 2021, that 2017 regional down in Springfield repeats itself here at Princeton. Yeah, there was rain that year. First day was delayed. Rushi had to get through the regional beating Newark Central Catholic. Did it by a score of 3-2. Similarities with that tournament 4 years ago. Rushi, interestingly enough, lost in 2017 and again here in 2021 to Fort Loramie during the season by scores of 4-0 and 3-1. But you may recall in 2017, Rushi defeated Fort Loramie in the regional at Springfield 8-4. Rushi went on to play in the state championship game. So the Raiders here in 2021, 50 years removed from their state championship in 71. Hope luck goes their way. Rushi Raiders playing great baseball here today against Lancaster Fisher Catholic. As we start the bottom of the third, Rushi leading it by a 3-0 count. And we've got strike three called, a big sweeping curve thrown in there by the Lancaster Fisher Catholic hurler Springer. Boy, that was an enormous bender. Plate umpire gave the pitcher the black on the outside edge and then some. And retired is Grant Saunders, who had a big two-out RBI hit in the first. Saunders strikes out looking. Here's a foul ball back by Aiden Shappy. Yeah, so many connections between the 2021 regional here in Princeton and the one 4 years ago in Springfield. Rain. If Rushi wins here in game two, it will play Fort Loramie in the regional as it did 4 years ago. Here's a nice swing by the Rushi hitter and a pop fly single into center field in front of Crooner of the Irish. He made a mad dash in but could not pick it off as Aiden Shampey bloops it out into short center. That's the Bermuda Triangle out there, Mike.
It is. It's just no man's land.
No one around. The shortstop Tenza drifted back. Crooner darted in, but no play could be made. Single to center by Shappy. Here's Aiden Quinter. Late swing, ground ball, steal of second, hit and run. Shortstop went to second. Ball smacked through the hole. You talk about execution. Perfectly done by the Raiders.
First pitch, he was off and running, which opened up that hole with the shortstop,
yep.
And he just put one right there.
That was a clinic. Textbook. Textbook right there. First and second for the Raiders. One out in the third. Rushi already leading. Lancaster Fisher Catholic 3-0. Jared Poling steps in. And let's see if the bunt's in order with one out. Rushi oftentimes will lay it down. Poling is swinging, though, takes a fastball up, and it's 1-0 on him.
You know, you were talking about the rain. One thing I can say, with as much rain as we had in the last couple of days, the field is fantastic.
Well, the inner part of the diamond here at Princeton was tarped, and this is a fairly recent modern-day construction. Here's a swing by Poling. Look out. He powered it to deep right field, way back. It hits the fence on one bounce. One run scores. Two run scores. Easy triple for Poling as he mashed it 370 feet from home plate. Poling with a triple to deep right center.
He hit that very, very well.
He hit it a ton. That ball was really pasted by Poling, and the Raiders have brought out the bats here today and lead it 5-0. And here in this inning, just one out, stepping to the plate is 14 sophomore Ross Fissinger, who bunts and fouls it back. And it looked like Poling was coming.
It did.
That was a suicide squeeze. Good time to try to catch the opposition off balance after a big hit. There's a little commotion going on. And you flash that squeeze sign. Boy, if Fissinger had gotten it down, it would have been a run. Low in the dirt, 1-1. Boy, this is textbook baseball here today by Rushi. Wow. 5-0 lead. What, runs in every inning, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
1-2-2. Pitch to Fissinger. Uh-oh, it is the suicide squeeze. Fissinger misses. Third baseman charges. Catcher runs Poling back to the bag but cannot tag him out.
And nobody was there to cover.
Right. Third baseman had charged and was out of position. The shortstop, Tenza, might have cheated that way. He would have had to have hurried and hastened his pace to get to third in time to receive a throw. Runner at third for the Raiders. One out, pitch to Fissinger. Outside pitch, stroke to short right field, and it falls right in front of the right fielder, Sean Harp. Poling is trotting home easily. Again, an outside breaking ball. And like the Raiders have done two or three times in this game already,
he went with it.
The hitter, Fissinger, just plunked it out into right. About 190 feet from home plate in front of the right fielder.
Yep.
Another run. A run in the first.
And it looks like we're probably going to get a pitching change here.
A run in the first, two in the second, and three total here in the third. Right, Mike?
That is correct.
6-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders, and we may have a change in order for Lancaster Fisher Catholic as Chase Springer is knocked out of the box. And we've got a myriad of swaps and changes going on for the Irish. We'll return with the remainder of this third inning when we come back. Rushi has bolted to a 6-0 lead over Fisher Catholic in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Pitching change for Lancaster Fisher Catholic. The first baseman, Nick Dolce, a sophomore, lanky young man, left-hander is on. We'll sort this out. Raiders rally continues, busting out for three more in the third. We'll be back in a moment. Raiders lead at 6-0. Bottom of inning number three on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom.
classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Chase Springer moves from the mound to first base. Dolce on to pitch in relief of him, as Rushi has struck for three runs here in the third. After scoring one in the first, a couple in the second, Rushi hit the starting pitcher Springer pretty hard. Raiders put on a clinic, stroking that ball where it was pitched, pulling inside pitches, taking outside pitches to the opposite field.
He gave up six runs, nine hits, 56 pitches, and only three strikeouts.
And one dynamite hit and run through the left side of the infield. So it's Dolce on the mound. And stepping in is Braden Monin, who's got a double to his credit for Rushi so far in this game. He swings. It's a 1-2-3 hopper to Tenz. It's short. On to second for one. Relay to first, not close. Force out at second. Two down for Rushi here in the third. 6-0 lead. Monin on at first now, and Zane Chappie steps in as the lineup gets turned for the Raiders. Well, if this trend continues, we've got a Rushi Fort Loramie Regional Championship game tomorrow at noon. The two clubs played in a regional tilt in 2017. Rushi won it 8-4, advancing on to the 2017 State Final Four. Won the semi before losing to Minster in the finals, did Rushi. And Dolce throws one wild high and away after the first pitch missed, and it's 2-0. Rushi has gotten the ace out of the game. Number one pitcher, Springer, knocked out of the box. 3-0 here on the hitter for the Raiders. Leadoff man, Zane Chappie.
I think the scoreboard shows 2-1, so I'm not sure if I'm right or if it's right. But
did I miss a pitch?
Nope.
Way outside.
3-1 it is.
3-1. I thought that was ball four, maybe.
I thought so, too, but
the close pitch earlier in the count could have been called a strike. 3-1 on Chappie. Runner at first. Zane steps out.
It's really difficult to see that scoreboard right now.
It's impossible. Even if my eyes are excellent, there's still no chance. Here's the windup by Dolce. The left-hander throws. Outside corner, strike called.
I really thought that was ball four.
Yeah, it looked like it could have been called ball four. Might have been a hair off the plate. Generous strike zone. Count full on Zane Chappie. Dolce throws to first. And Monin was not cheating off very far. It has been a clinic performance by Rushi here in game two, as it was by Fort Loramie in game one. Wind up, pitch on the play. Hard line drive between the second baseman and shortstop up the middle to the right of second in the center. Raiders continue the robust hitting. One single after another. A double in this game by Monin. A triple by Poling. Single by Chappie. Four hits in the inning for the Raiders. Fort Loramie had five hits in a row. Back in the third inning in game one, four hits for the Raiders. Third inning, game two. It's already 6-0. Two aboard. And according to my score sheet, Mike, we've got two outs in the inning.
That is correct.
Right. Dolce, after throwing a strike to Xavier Flippo, throws back to second. It rolls away from Tenza into short center, but he scampers after it, and the Raider runners hold on. It is 6-0 Rushi, bottom of the third. Fort Loramie won game one, 9-1. Raiders beat the Cedarville Indians. Fort Loramie got one in the first and broke it open with five in the third, knocking out the Indian starter. Just as Rushi has knocked out the Fisher Catholic ace here in the second game. There's a pitch outside and high. 2-1 and Xavier Flippo, two on for the Raiders. Two down here in the third. Dolce, in relief of the starter, throws fastball, and it is pumped to center, well hit. Center fielder tracks it into right center, caught on the play by Crooner. That ball was tagged. Rushi finally out here in the third, leading 6-0 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick, Rushi 6, Lancaster Fisher Catholic nothing. The Irish came in, the number two ranked team in the state. Yes, the Lancaster Fisher Catholic ace started the game, and Rushi knocked him out of the box. Raiders are putting on a clinic offensively, moving runners with bunts, hit and run single to left. Forcing the outfielders of Lancaster Fisher Catholic to make throws to bases they're not expecting. So it's a 6-0 lead Raiders textbook performance. And Mike, the Fort Loramie Redskins were in the stands for the better part of two innings watching. They have since departed.
That is correct. I've watched them walk away, but they know who they're playing.
Exactly. Yep.
And you know, you can, Shelby County Schools and the MAC, you got the MAC competition.
Yeah.
It makes for good baseball. Makes for good sports.
This game far from over. Fisher Catholic with four at-bats. Irish, the visiting team. They start here in the top of the fourth. Down 6-0. Saunders throws a strike to start the frame. No balls, one strike. Saunders wheeling, dealing, off speed, strike two. Wow.
Confused him on that.
Yeah, that pitch has been awesome. It's got Fisher Catholic hitters buckling.
Yeah, after you throw the fast one and then you throw that breaker, it's hard to judge that. And there's three.
Nick Crooner goes down on strikes. He's the best hitter on this team. And Saunders takes care of him twice. The second time, Crooner has K'd, batting almost 600.
Wow. On three straight pitches.
Yep. Well, we go to the number four hitter in the lineup for Lancaster Fisher Catholic. And that's Tenza, the shortstop. Crooner's K'd twice. Tenza has a single to his credit. Pitch to him. Ooh, elbow catches him. He didn't budge. Pitch was well inside, wasn't close to a strike. So Tenza trots down to first. That's the fourth hit batsman of the day. Runner at first for Lancaster is Tenza, who's been on twice now. And here's Nick Dolce, who started the game at first, and he's on the mound now. Runner at first, one out, Fisher Catholic. Top of inning number two. Dolce steps out of the box, gets the sign. 6-0 our score. Rushi leading Fisher Catholic. Top of the fourth inning. Runner at first, one out for the Irish. Pitch to Dolce. Fastball down the middle, and it's hit hard to center, but right at the Raiders center fielder. Zane Shappy makes the play easily. He caught it chest high, only had to move to his left two or three steps. Two men are out. Still a runner at first. Line out to center. And here is Chase Springer, who moved from the mound to first base in that last inning. Springer from the right side, pitch by Saunders, grounded left side. Oh, what a dazzling play by the Raiders' third baseman. Throw wide at first, pulling races off to Spirit. Hayden Quinter, sparkling effort at third base. He went in the hole between third and short, lunged, went off his feet, picked it off in the webbing, and throwing off balance, couldn't get it on target. It might have been really close at first had it been on the money.
I think I'm giving him a hit on that one. Oh, that's a tough play.
For sure. Hit all the way.
Yeah.
No question.
I think he was surprised he came up with it.
Springer at first, Tenz at second. Infield single for Springer. Two on, two out.
Number 24, Josh Burke.
Here's a big breaking ball to Burke, the third baseman for Fisher. Strike called outside corner. Saunders has mixed up his pitches. He's well over 80 on the fastball, and his curveball has been a fooler. Fisher Catholic has not managed to time it up. There's one in the dirt. 1-1 on Burke. Fisher Catholic needs a gapper right here to plate two and start to get back in this game. Outfield deep and left for Rushi. Way back there is Braden Monin. Pitch outside as Saunders misfires. 2-1 on Burke. And Braden Monin, very deep and left. In center for the Raiders, Zane Shappy not quite as deep. Infield trying to keep the runner close at second. Swing, curveball, a miss, strike two. There it is, breaking ball from Saunders. And these hitters for Fisher Catholic continue to hit well over the top of it. Two balls, two strikes. Action pitch coming up here for Saunders. Two on, two out. Burke in the box. Saunders with the stretch, throws. Strike three, swinging. Looked like a changeup down, and Lancaster is retired in the top of the fourth inning. They don't score. The Irish shut down again, leaving two aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi Raiders 6, Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Well, Grant Saunders, the pitcher for Rushi, has thrown four goose eggs. for Fisher Catholic, 0 in the first, second, third, and fourth. Raiders, a run in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third. Rushi batting here in the bottom of inning number 4. Drew Sherman steps in. Drew's got a base hit and a fly out to right. First pitch to him, a strike at the knees. Nothing and one on Drew with Rushi on top. 6-0. Dolce throwing, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Sherman was fooled on that one. 0-2. Dolce has fashioned a real good off speed so far in this game. Winding, throwing up in the eyes of the hitter. Waist pitch. 1-2 on Sherman. Very lofty 447 batting average, 26 ribbies coming in. The pitch to Drew, got a piece of it, fouled it back. Again, the regional championship, noon tomorrow, first pitch. Airtime on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Right about 20 till the hour of 12 o'clock. Curveball way outside. Sherman went out after it and managed to spoil that foul.
He was going with the pitch, but it was pretty far out there.
It didn't look like it was going to be a strike, but he took no chances. Good changeup by Dolce. Swung on. Empty is Sherman. Real good pitch by Dolce of Fisher Catholic to retire Sherman starting this fourth inning for Rushi. Here is Grant Saunders, the pitcher, and he has thrown one heck of a game so far through four for the Raiders. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate by Dolce, and it's up above the letters, a ball a little bit high. Fisher Catholic's third baseman the entire game, Josh Burke, has respected Rushi's bunting ability, and he has been in on the grass. And here the ball is rifled on a line toward him. He leaps off to the left but can't get a glove on it. It's into left field for a hit. And, Mike, again, that's another one of those cases where Rushi causes the infield to adjust, and as a result, the third baseman's not deep enough to make the play.
They have that down.
Line single to left by Saunders. He's having a nice day at the plate. Mike, as well as on the mound, he's got a head start on Clancy's.
Yes, he does. See how that ends up.
Yeah. Aiden Chappie steps in, runner at first. It is four. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders lead at 6-0. Fort Loramie won game one over Cedarville 9-1. Quite frankly, we anticipated lower scoring games for the winning team, tight contests, extremely well pitched by both sides, more like 4-2, 3-1. But the Fort Loramie offense broke out today. The Rushi offense has broken out here in game two. And as a result, the Raiders have a 6-0 advantage in the fourth inning. Runner at first for Aiden Chappie. Wind up pitch to him. Ground ball back to the mound. Could be two. Dolce to Tenza for one. He's got to find the bag and gets the force out, and that is it. A little hesitation by Tenza. Well, if he comes up firing and turns it clean,
it would have taken a good throw.
It's a double play. Mm-hmm.
But the ball was hit sharply enough, I think it could have been.
Oh, yeah. Two down for the Raiders. Runner at first is Aiden Chappie, and here's Aiden Quinter, third baseman, Frosch, hitting just under 325 on the year from the right side. And Dolce steps off the mound. The two Shelby County teams have hit hard. The two starting pitchers provided by the opposition here today. There's a hard ground ball to third, and Burke cannot play it. It gets through into left. Again, Mike, Burke is up so far. The ball is on him in a hurry.
Yep.
If he's back another step or two, I think it's a routine play.
I think you're correct.
Looked like he might have gotten the tip end of his glove on it. It was within reach. But I think you got to give the hitter a single.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So that's another hit by Arushi. A single to left, right under the glove of Burke. That's two that have gone that way this inning. And it's simply a case of Rushi's threat to bunt the baseball has caused the infield, especially on the corners for Lancaster Fisher Catholic.
And then you hit them by it.
Yeah, they have moved way up inside the dirt cutout on the grass. And sharply hit balls just simply have no chance to be fielded by the defenders. Now the Raiders have two aboard here in the bottom of the fourth inning now. Two similar hits through the left side. One by Grant Saunders. One by Hayden Quinter. And here's Jared Poling as Rushi tries to strike with another two-out hit in this game. Dolce throws, breaking ball, swung on and missed for a strike. Poling went out after it. I believe all six Raiders runs have been scored with two out in this game. I think I'm right. Here's the pitch, very wide. It's a ball on Poling.
I'm going to go back and take a look.
I think it's a 1-2. As I looked away there for a second to see if that stat was indeed correct.
There was one in the second inning that was scored with one out.
1-2 pitch, pulled hard in the hole between third and short. Another hit for the Raiders. Another run scores. Textbook hitting by Rushi. They are just pummeling the left side of the Fisher defense. Lancaster Fisher Catholic simply not in position to make the plays. And Rushi is tagging the baseball. And that is another two-out run. As Poling cranks one to left, and here is Ross Fissinger with the score 7-0. Curveball, dribble back up the middle, second baseman Fields, bobbles, late lateral to Tenza, out. Vio makes the play, inning over finally for Fisher Catholic. Raiders get yet one more and lead 7-0 on to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick at Princeton. Rushi 7, Lancaster Fisher Catholic 0. We start the fifth. Yep, you heard me right. Second-ranked team in the state with just four losses on the year is being blanked by Rushi. 7-0, 7 runs by the Raiders, all on key hits with two out. It has been a clinic by Rushi here this evening. And Grant Saunders has been workmanlike on the mound, limiting pitches, getting ahead of hitters, and he has been blending an 82 or 83 mile an hour fastball with one heck of an off-speed pitch, a curve and a change, and Lancaster Fisher Catholic simply cannot hit him. Atenza got a single back in the second. Springer got a base hit in the fourth, and that's it. Two singles, two hits for the Irish, and that's all. So we start the top of the fifth inning. And Saunders goes to work here on Sean Harp, the right fielder for the Irish. The tall right-hand batter looks at a strike, knee-high outside corner.
Perfect spot.
Yep. Saunders' location has been marvelous. Oh, boy. Breaking ball, off speed, Harp way out in front. Futile swing, strike two.
And now what would you throw him?
Waste one up in his eyes, maybe throw him a curve in the dirt. Fastball upstairs, swing and a miss, strike three. He got him.
On three straight again.
And Caleb Meyer was outstanding for Fort Loramie in game one. Gave up just the single run in the 9-1 Redskins win over the Indians. Saunders has matched that performance, maybe even a little better in terms of control and location. Up and in fastball, swing and a miss by Messerly. Saunders has gotten a first pitch strike on probably two-thirds of the hitters in this game. 0-1 to Messerly. That looks good. It's right down the middle. Strike two. I'm directly behind home plate looking through the screen over the right shoulder of the umpire. And the way Saunders is pitching, Mike, I could call balls and strikes from up here.
I think so.
0-2 throw by Saunders. There it is. There it is. Outside half of the plate, waist high. Plate umpire rings him up. And the body language of the plate umpire was almost like, why didn't you swing at that? My goodness. Two outs.
I called the first and second one there.
Yep.
The third one's going to be called there, too.
Harp out on strikes. Messerly out on strikes. Here's Mitchell Santino. He steps in. Santino's got a hit. He's got the third hit.
Yep.
My mistake. Springer, Santino, and Tenza. They've got the three base knocks in this game for Fisher Catholic. Santino is single back in the third. Big curveball, and it stayed up a little bit high. Brucey crowd wanted that one.
So did I.
What was the first pitch to Santino?
Duke got a ball and a strike, so it's 1-1.
1-1 on Mitchell Santino. Catcher for Fisher Catholic. Fastball up and in, 2-1.
Actually, that first strike looked just like the other ones did.
Springer has gone to 2-1 on, three or four hitters. That's it. He has been ahead this entire game, working out in front. 2-1 pitch to Santino. Fastball outside corner at the thighs, right on the spot. Called strike two, 2-2.
Same spot repeatedly.
Yeah, Fisher Catholic not swinging at enough good strikes. There's a slider. It is given to the pitcher, Saunders. Yeah, if I'm Fisher Catholic, I question that one.
Yeah.
Outside corner, ruled by the plate umpire. Might have been a hair wide, big zone. It's been generous the entire day. Judged to be strike three called. And here in the fifth inning, Saunders strikes out the side for the Raiders, who lead it by a count of 7-0. We go to the bottom of five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, never would have dreamed these two regional semifinals would be ho-hummers, but that's the case. 9-1 Fort Loramie in game one over Cedarville, 7-0 Rushi in game two over Lancaster Fisher Catholic. We got Jordan Meyer pinch hitting, big right-hand batter for the Raiders, got that open stance, Cox the bat back, first pitch Dolce, wild high and away for a ball. Jordan Meyer stepping in, hitting for, what, the bottom of the Raiders lineup?
Correct. Braden Monin.
Yep. Meyer batting for Monin. High fastball, a cut, a miss, a ball, a strike. Steve and Ted's Services, one of our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Foul, trickled up the first baseline. 1-2. Steve and Ted, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Very wide pitch to Jordan Meyer, outside, a ball, 2-2. 2-2 pitch, Dolce to Meyer. Leadoff batter, Rushi, bottom of the fifth, 7-0 Raiders. In addition to Steve and Ted's, we offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's back in 2002 and have quickly built an outstanding reputation for providing quality products and services at very good prices. A new home heating and cooling system, one of the most important investments you'll ever make. Call on Steve and Ted's for assistance. Expert professional service, Steve and Ted's Services, 8315 State Route 119 West. That's in Anna. Phone number 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Flexible financing options available. As we've talked about Steve and Ted's, Meyer has fouled off two straight. Count remains 2-2. Here's a ball chopped to short, cut off by the third baseman. Good play by Burke. Reels a throw to first, out. Meyer nipped by a step and a half. Good play by Burke of Fisher Catholic as he roamed well in front of the shortstop Tenza. Very seldom in this game has Burke been comfortable playing back at normal depth, fearing Rushi might bunt the ball. So he's gotten himself in an awkward position, playing way up, and Rushi has clubbed the ball through third three or four times in this game. If the third baseman's back at the normal spot, they're probably outs.
And Perry sneaks in again.
Yep.
On a fake bunt.
Foul to the screen off the bat of Zane Chappie, leadoff hitter for Rushi. First pitch was a ball, 1-1.
1-1.
Outfield for Zane, medium depth in right, a little deeper in left. The right-hand batter, Chappie, takes it way low and away, and it's 2-1. Stephen Ted Services, about whom we talked a moment ago, came on board with us late in the basketball season last January and February. Thank you, Steve and Ted's. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Here's the windup by Dolce. Pitch to Zane Chappie. Oh, that got him in the backside. That pitch almost went behind him.
Almost, yeah.
That is at least hit batsman number 5 in this game today. I think that's correct, 5 total. 7-0 Rushi, bottom of the 5th. 1 out, 1 on. And Xavier Flippo steps in. He smacked a single back in a big 2-run second for the Raiders, who collected 4 hits in a row in the 3rd. Pitches on the outside corner, a strike. 0-1. The count on Xavier Flippo. And this plate umpire is at a very comfortable strike zone. It's been consistent.
It has been very consistent.
I like it. It keeps the game moving. It's really helped Grant Saunders, who's been around the plate the entire game for Rushi.
He likes to give him the outside edge.
Yeah. Here's the stretch by Dolce. The left-hand pitcher looks at first, comes plateward, and it's down in the dirt. A late break by the runner at first for Rushi. He slides in safely. Alert base running by Zane Chappie. He saw that ball bounce. It wasn't scooped cleanly by the catcher, and away he went, and he beat it.
So I'm calling that a wild pitch.
Yep. And the count on Flippo is at least 2-1.
I think it's 1-1.
1-1. Wind up by Dolce. Pitch to Flippo. Line drive, right side of the diamond. Second baseman cannot get it. It's to his left into right field on 2 bounces to the right fielder for Fisher Catholic, who races in. Harp scoops it up. Holds the Raider runner at 3rd. 1st and 3rd for Rushi, which leads 7-0. Bottom of the 5th. Runners at the corners. 1 down. And here's Drew Sherman. And the way the Raiders are hitting the ball, Mike, not out of the question. They played 3 more in this inning, and we call it a day at 10-0.
Absolutely.
Lancaster Fisher, Catholic's starting pitcher, was knocked around. Dolce being hit here now. Superb changeup by Dolce. Swing and a miss by Sherman of Rushi.
Definitely not out of the question. It surprised me a little bit, I guess, but not out of the question the way they've been hitting.
No, Raiders have been pounding the ball all over the field, hitting it where it's pitched. Throw to first, runner steps back, maybe ruled a balk. It is.
It is, yeah.
It is. Dolce balked. Plate umpire called it. And here comes head coach Jared Stewart out to ask why. Runner advances in from 3rd. That's Meyer. And, no, not Meyer. He was retired. On down to 2nd is Xavier Flippo for Rushi. And the runner scoring is Zane Chappie.
I think that's correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a balk. And
didn't get him to change his mind.
No, left-handers have got some freedom, but there's a point at which that left leg, there's a point at which
it looks like it's headed to home.
If he crosses that point, which is at kind of a right angle between the mound and the first baseline, if that knee or any part of that leg crosses that imaginary line, that right angle from the mound to the first base bag, he's got to come home.
And I'll be honest with you, I thought in the first couple moves that I saw, he was close.
Okay.
So.
8-0 Rushi, thanks to the balk. Runner at 2nd, throw back to 2nd, not in time. 1 away, Sherman at the plate for the Raiders, who lead it 8-0 in the bottom of the 5th. I made the comment in the pregame, the comment that this Fisher Catholic team was ranked 2nd in the state, Mike. but had played in the weakest of the three mid-states leagues. The Cardinal Division had beaten seven teams 14 times, only had a couple close encounters in the bunch. Rushi's schedule, tougher, and that bears itself out here today.
Sure does.
Yep.
Count goes to 3-1.
3-1 on Sherman. Runner at second. Somebody here at Princeton High School just noted the winning Mercy Rule run is at the plate. We said that about 10 seconds before you did. Here's the pitch to Sherman. Swing and a miss and a pitch up and away, and it goes full, 3-2. One down for the Raiders here in the fifth. Runner at second. The lead is 8-0. Never dreamed these two games today would be so lopsided. Dolce's pitch, breaking ball, spiked in the left field, in the hole between third and short. It's 9-0. The Raiders have simply worn out the left side of the Fisher Catholic defense, pounding the ball between third and short all day long. Textbook hitting Barushi. Drew Sherman, his second hit, as he rifles one to left, 9-0. Sherman is the game-finishing run on at first. And here comes Grant Saunders to the plate. He has been extremely efficient on the mound. Here's Dolce with a wild throw to first. It heads to the warning track. Sherman turns first. He's going to third. Doesn't hesitate. I think he's a dead duck.
Yep.
He's out.
Yep.
That was the game-finishing run out at third base. I wonder what Drew was doing. He really didn't have a good look at first. He would have had to have had eyes in the back of his head. He wheeled around second, didn't stop. There's so much room and foul ground here. It was worth a try.
Yep.
If the game's really, really close, I don't think you do it.
And I didn't see what the coach was giving him, whether he was holding him or sending him.
I mean, you're in scoring position at second, so in a tight game, you stay there.
Yep.
And I think Drew knew how much room there was down that right field line beyond the first base bag. There's a good 70 or 80 feet that direction. Here's a ground ball to short. Tends it, charges. One hop at his waist. Fires to first, out. And the inning is over. As Saunders eventually grounds to short, two quick outs recorded by Fisher Catholic. And we played five. It is Rushi 9. Fisher Catholic, nothing on scores, broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. And to support its growth, Superior is currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in, see Craig Fissinger, and discuss your employment opportunities with Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Up Drew Sherman, shot down at third, trying to go from first to third in the bottom of the fifth on an overthrow at first. It wasn't close. It looked like when he touched second, he was probably going to be in trouble. And the throw to third was in the vicinity. Catch made. Sherman tried to slide to the outfield side, but he had no chance.
Yeah.
And Saunders grounded out to short. Inning closed.
And here we are.
And here we are in the sixth. Rushi holds a 9-0 lead. Grant Saunders rolling along for Rushi. A complete game three hitter as we go to the sixth. Saunders coming off an inning in the fifth when he struck out the side. Harp, Messerly, and Centino all went down. J.J. Vio, second baseman, who wears 99. Sophomore steps in. First pitch through the legs of the Raiders catcher, Aiden Chappie. Pitch to Vio, very wide, and it's 2-0. Saunders can't help but be getting a little bit tired. How many pitches for him, Mike?
That was 61.
Wow. 61 into the sixth. You talk about economizing pitches. Ground ball to third, right to Jared Stewart, third base coach, head coach for Fisher Catholic. Two balls and a strike on Vio.
And, you know, sitting there in the dugout, you got to wonder if he's not getting maybe a little stiff in between.
Saunders throws high. Oh, you're right. He's been on the bench for some long innings.
Yes, he has.
And Rushi has played at 9 runs. Some lengthy innings for the Raiders, who have scored, Mike, in what, about every inning in this game?
Yes, they have. Every inning.
Here's the pitch to Vio. Ground ball to third down the line near the bag. Just foul. It eluded Hayden Quinter at third for Rushi. Would have been down the line for a two-bagger, but it was inches foul.
That's two pitches in a row he's taken that way.
Yeah.
So here comes the full count pitch.
3-2 on Vio of Fisher Catholic. Rushi leading 9-0, having scored in every single inning in this game. Saunders winding, throws to Vio. That was strike three. Had he not swung, he fouled it off. That was going to be in there. That pitch was on the outside half, and the plate umpire has not missed that one.
Nope.
This game. Another 3-2 pitch to Vio, leadoff hitter for Fisher Catholic in the top of the sixth inning. Wind up with Saunders. Fastball down the middle. Big cherry hop at short. Nice play by the Rushi shortstop. Well done by Flippo. On to first for the out. That's twice in this game. Rushi has benefited from bouncing balls off the bump, off the hill. Once a ball went to Sherman, might have gone up the middle otherwise. There, it went to Flippo, might have gone up the middle.
But it was right at eye level.
Yep, easy.
Big bounce.
Turned into an easy play. One down for Fisher Catholic here in the sixth. And Nick Kruner steps in. He has struck out twice in this game. Swings and misses. Tried to dig one down below the knees. And came up empty. 0-1 on Kruner. Kruner waves that bat back and forth. Nearly a 600 hitter on the year. And he looks at a breaking ball outside as Saunders tried to backdoor him with a slow twister on the outside corner to the left-hand batter, but just missed. 1-1 to Kruner. Inside pitch fouled into the Rushi dugout. 1-2. Hey, Saunders has had his way with every hitter when he gets ahead 0-2 or 1-2. All day long, it's been see you later. Not that many strikeouts for Saunders.
But two from Kruner.
The Kruner twice. What's he had, a half dozen or so? Pitch to Nick. That's in the dirt. Kruner looks at it down. Count goes to 2-2.
I have 8 strikeouts.
Eight. Yeah, how many did Saunders get in the first inning?
Two.
There you go. And he's had four in the last couple innings, striking out the side in the fifth. Saunders actually has gotten stronger as the game has gone on. Pitch to Crooner, rifle to right center. That's in there for a long single. Good defensive play out there by Rushi as the center fielder, Zane Chappie, dashed over, got to it quickly. Raiders were deep for Crooner, mighty deep. Ordinary hitter, that might have gotten up the gap for a double. But Crooner's on at first with a single, his first hit. One down for Tenza.
Big lead at first.
Yeah, Crooner, huge lead. There he goes. No chance to get him. Throw down way late. Crooner stealing second. And you know what? I lost concentration as well. That pitch to the hitter, Tenza, Mike.
Don't know. He just called 0-1, I believe.
It's a strike, I believe. Nothing in one. Everybody up here in the press box watching the runner steal second, and we missed the umpire signal. Big curveball to Tenza over his head, and it is 1-1. Top of the sixth inning, Rushi in the lead, 9-0. Fort Loramie won game 1-9-1. 9-0 here in the nightcap. That pitch to Tenza is up above the bill of his cap. And the count goes to 2-1?
We think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Two balls, one strike. Tenza waves the bat back and forth. He's had a single and been hit by a pitch. 448 hitter on the year. Pitch low and away, called a strike on the corner, 2-2. Tenza backed out, didn't care for it. Count even up.
I'm going to call that the magical spot because he seems to have that.
Saunders has owned that low outside corner in this game. He's been right on it. He's found the plate umpire's soft spot, and he has been pummeling the strike zone with that pitch. Throw back to second. Crooner is there in time. 2-2 count on Tenza. Runner at second, one down, top of the sixth. 9-0 Rushi. Saunders has really sparkled on the mound for Rushi. He's thrown a dazzling game. 2-2 pitch to Tenza. Fastball swung on, foul to the screen. Still 2-2. It looks like Rushi, barring a miraculous comeback from Fisher Catholic, plays Fort Loramie tomorrow at noon in an all-Shelby County regional championship. The two teams played in the regional 4 years ago, and Rushi won 8-4. Gorgeous sunshine over Princeton High School's baseball complex here today. It's been a beautiful afternoon in contrast to the last couple days. 2-2 pitch to Tenza. Big curveball, skied to short left. Left fielder for the Raiders coming on, and it's snared on the dead run. Good hustle out there by Braden Monin. Ball was a skyscraper, and Monin tracked it two away. Saunders still preserving his shutout. And here is Dolce, the first baseman, now pitcher for Fisher Catholic, up to hit from the right side. Rushi, the home team, will bat in the bottom of the sixth. Fisher Catholic, one more at bat after this one. Two down, Saunders winding, throwing, high fastball, swing, a miss. 0-1. You got 8 Ks for Saunders in this game, Mike?
I do.
Okay. And his pitch count now, what, about 78 or so in that neighborhood? Here's Saunders. Late delivery, plate umpire called time. batter stepped out. That's one of those in-betweeners. Pitcher went ahead, tried to stop his delivery, and the ball kind of slipped out. No pitch.
And 76 pitches.
I was close.
Yep.
I tell you what, Grant Saunders has an opportunity to finish seven innings at under 90 for the game. He's at 76 right now. Saunders into the stretch, looks back at second, throws to Dolce. Big curveball is pummeled out to left center field. On the run for the Raiders, the left fielder again, Monin, traces it for the out. He tracks it down, dashing toward the center fielder of the Raiders, who had backed off on the play. Good teamwork out there between Zane Chappie and Braden Monin. Monin records two putouts in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi the bat leading 9-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Got the Raiders come to bat here in the sixth with Aiden Chappie. First pitch, a foul bunt, then a wide pitch well out of the zone by Dolce. And the count is 1-1 on Chappie. Bottom of the sixth, 9-0 Rushi after Fort Loramie defeated Cedarville 9-1 in game one. There's a pitch above the letters. It's just ball 2-1. 2-1 on Aiden. A run here by Rushi in the sixth would finish this game off. 10-run spread after five or more. Here is Dolce winding, throwing plateward inside and low. And the count is extended to 2-1. I'm sorry, 3-1. I missed a pitch. Three balls and a strike. 3-1 on Aiden Chappie for Rushi. Dolce throws it very wide into the left-hand batter's box. And trotting down to first base is Aiden Chappie. Tell you what, Mike,
number 21.
Big difference in this game. Fort Loramie well pitched. Rushi well pitched. And the opposition for the two clubs,
not so much.
No, you're right. The pitching for Cedarville and Fisher Catholic, not very good here today in the regional semifinal. Runner going, Ball nut back to the mound. Hard throw to first, out. Hayden Quinter trickled one back to Dolce. That was a hit and run. Runner at second, one away. And the game-finishing run is parked out there at second base.
This seems to be like a repeat, just over and over and over again.
Boy, to win a regional tournament, you've got to have solid pitching. That's all there is to it. You've got to have good pitching to win district, regional, and state baseball.
Interesting. They did an intentional walk, but you know what? I don't blame them, because Poling has three RBIs for the day.
And that big triple back in the third when Rushi struck for three. Here's Ross Fissinger, sets up the force at third. Winning run at second for Rushi. 9-0 lead. Dolce steps off the back of the mound. And as head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi closed the pregame interview, baseball's all about pitching and defense, is it not? Huh? Is it not?
There you go.
And I tell you what, that's been the theme today.
Did he know something we didn't?
And good pitching, good defense. And in addition, Fort Loramie and Rushi have hit the ball crisply. Superb hitting. Here is Ross Fissinger. Swing and a miss at a good breaker down. And it's 1-1 on Fissinger. Well, we're probably going to see Xavier Flippo for Rushi tomorrow, Mac Fortman for Fort Loramie tomorrow in a big regional championship game between the Redskins and Raiders. Throw down to second base, almost nailed for Rushi is Aiden Chappie, nearly picked off.
Eden's out there getting in the head of the pitcher, I believe. He's playing with him.
Dolce continues to step off, so we got a little bit of a game going on between Chappie of Rushi and Dolce, the pitcher for Fisher Catholic.
And the shortstop hole is wide open.
Right. Pitch to Fissinger, swing and a miss. He cut right through it. Fort Loramie wins 9-1. Rushi's ahead 9-0. Redskins and Raiders have done every single thing right here today. And I tell you what, tomorrow's game, Mike, 5-4, 6-5, 4-3, take your pick.
Take your pick, yep. It's Shelby County Baseball.
Yep, count here on Ross Fissinger. He is, what, 1-2?
Full count.
And he walked him. I'm sorry, 3-2 pitch to Fissinger is ball four. And now, with just one down, the game-winning run's at third.
Yeah, two walks in a row.
Now, this is Jordan Meyer, who checked in previously, two innings ago, for Braden Monin when Monin was to hit. Infield is in. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch to Meyer. Swung on and missed. High outside pitch.
Chased a bad one.
Yep, he couldn't catch up to it. Outfield is way in. Probably only 190 feet from home plate. Swing and a dirt ball. Miss. Meyer came up empty once more. On deck, Zane Chappie. One down for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Raiders up 9-0. The score here ends the game. There's a high foul off to the right. It's near the dugout and lands just beyond it. Two strikes on Meyer for the Raiders. Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie threw a gem in game one. Redskins hit the cover off the ball, especially in the third inning. Ran away from Cedarville 9-1. Rushi has done much the same to Fisher Catholic in game two. Pitch to Meyer. Hard ground ball to Tenz. It's short. He charges. Throws to first. Out. Force out. Return throw to first. First baseman's off the bag. Safe. Base is still loaded. Two out now. Zane Chappie needs a walk or a hit to finish off this game. Nice play by Tenza. Tenza came galloping in from short. Feel of that ball near the mound. Raiders made it fairly close at the plate. First baseman had charged. He had a difficult time getting back to the bag to get the return throw. Here's a ball dubbed to the right side to the first baseman for Newark Catholic, who moves to his right 2-3 steps, snags it, runs to first and beats the hitter, Zane Chappie, for Rushi, and the inning is over. That is the first inning of this game. Rushi has been blanked.
Yep, no runs.
We go to the seventh. Rushi 9, Fisher Catholic nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Recker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at hoyneandhoynebuilders.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hey, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got premium products you need for lighting control and decorative lighting, too. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. And so many thanks to Myers Tavern and Botkins, which joined us late in the basketball season and helped root the Botkins Trojans and Fort Loramie Redskins on to state championships. We are a favor of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around at Myers in Botkins at 303 North Main. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. And we've got a full menu as well. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak for only $12.50 after 4. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers Tavern. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Myers, 937-693-8271 to place your carryout for Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Lancaster Fisher Catholic, a last gasp effort. Having been shut out by Grant Saunders, Mike, on what, 4 hits in this game?
I have 4, yes.
And Saunders has got, what, 8 Ks? Here's a swing and a pop foul to the right side, and it is off the dugout roof of Rushi.
During the break, I was counting the number of pitches, and he's up now over 80. But 80 is what the pitchers in the first game had halfway through.
Yeah, this effort by Saunders has been marvelous. He has really economized his pitches, gotten ahead. Yeah, he struck out 8, but he's gotten some early pitch count outs. Here's a strike low outside corner, and the hitter is rung up. That's K number 9 for Saunders. That pitch has been a strike
every time
all day long. The plate umpire has found his zone on the low outside corner. And Saunders, more power to him, he's continued to hit it pitch after pitch after pitch.
But you were very right earlier. You said the umpire is consistent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like a big zone.
Yep.
I like a big zone. Yeah, comfortable strike zone keeps the game moving and forces hitters to get the bat off the shoulder. One down, Chase Springer was the strikeout victim to start the inning. Here is Josh Burke looking at a ball after taking a strike, 1-1 on him. Springer, who just batted, had one of the hits for Fisher Catholic earlier. Centino got one. Crooner got one. And Tenza got one in addition to Springer. Swing and a miss by Burke. Outside curveball from Saunders. Boy, he has had Fisher Catholic buffaloed the entire game.
Burke has struck out twice before.
Yep. So. Saunders to Burke. High fastball, about 84, maybe 85. Swing and a miss, strike three, number 10 for Saunders. 10 strikeouts for Grant Saunders of Rushi. Boy, has he been razor sharp. First elements you got to have to win district and regional baseball to get to the state. Pitching and defense, Fort Loramie and Rushi have had that today. And then they've had super offenses as well. They have base hit opposing pitching all over the park. Foul out of play to the left off the bat of Sean Harp. One down for Fisher Catholic here in the seventh inning. I'm sorry, two away for Fisher Catholic. The first two of Cade, taking Saunders' total to 10. And this is Harp at the plate, the right fielder. Pitches low and in for a ball, 1-1 after the foul to the left. This could very well be the final hitter of this game. Harp, a left-hand swinger. That high over his left shoulder, swings, dribbles one up the right side, foul.
And again, he's ahead in the count.
1-2. That's where Saunders has been all evening long. 0-2, 1-2. And several of his strikeouts have been called strikeouts. Lancaster Fisher Catholic has let a lot of good pitches go by in this game. They have been baffled by Saunders, who has had amazing touch finding the corners. Oh, look at that one. Curve ball. It's a beauty in and over the outside corner. And guess what? The game ends as it starts with a Fisher Catholic player caught looking at the plate. Unbelievable. 11 strikeouts for Saunders, who strikes out the side in the fifth and seventh. He K's 6 of the last 9 and gets 11 on strikes in this game.
Unbelievable.
And Rushi, in dominating fashion, clobbers Lancaster Fisher Catholic by a score of 9-0 after Fort Loramie routes Cedarville by a score of 9-1. Mike will take a break, return, announce our Clancy's, and then come back shortly.
Going to the 3-minute.
You're right. I apologize. You're right. We got the 3-minute break coming up. Hang on, radio station. I almost blew it. This is our 3-minute Scores Broadcast WMVR station break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized
Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, once again, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. Thanks to them for making high school baseball possible here today on WMVR Radio 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And we'll run down our scores, broadcast.com sponsors, in just a moment. A clinic put on by Rushi here in the second game. Regional semifinal number two of the day. Rushi with 17 straight wins, now 21-5 on the year. It is an extremely young club, hard to believe. Only one senior plays very much, youthful team. But Rushi played like champs today and clobbered the number two ranked team in the state of Ohio in D4, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, and it was a blowout. 9-0 after Fort Laramie pulled away and won easily against Cedarville. 9-1, setting the stage for Rushi Fort Laramie regional championship game. 4 years ago, they played in a regional semi. Rushi won it 8-4. Rushi advanced to the state tournament that year. Won the state semifinal, lost to Minster by a run in the state championship game. It's going to be the senior-laden Redskins tomorrow against the very young Rushi Raiders. First pitch at 12 noon. We'll have coverage online on scoresbroadcast.com and on the radio. WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM at about 20 till 12. Mike, take it away. A look at stats. Saunders was terrific. 11 strikeouts, 5 of them called.
You took it right out of my mouth. Yep. But, yeah, Grant Saunders, excellent job. Just can't say enough about that kid. But, yeah, threw a total of 92 pitches. 11 of those were strikeouts. 5 were looking. The team, Rushi, decided to put 9 up on the board while Fishers had 0. Rushi had 15 hits.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 hits.
15.
And left 10 on base. each team had an error, which is kind of doesn't really matter at this point. But, yeah, 9-0, and I am choosing, obviously, Grant Saunders for the Clancy's player of the game. I'm going to go with Mitchell Santino for Fisher because I just like the way he caught. He did a lot of blocking. Yeah. He really does it very well.
And he's an expert defensive catcher, and that's exactly what head coach Jared Stewart told me earlier this week. Santino behind the plate does an immaculate job. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Raiders and Redskins offensively just pummeled the baseball today. Each team double digits in hit totals. Rushi, as Mike noted, at 15. Saunders on the mound, awesome for the Raiders, limiting the state's number two ranked team to four hits. Cedarville could garner just five in game one against Fort Loramie. Redskins broke that open with five runs in the third inning, pulled away to win easily 9-1. Rushi in the nightcap scored in each of the first five innings.
I think Rushi just flat out wanted to play Laramie again.
Oh, yeah. So many similarities between this particular regional tournament and the one in 2017. Rain was in Rushi's way. A Central District champ was in Rushi's way. Newark Catholic back in 2017. Rushi won that game in a tight one. Won this today in a blowout over a Central District team. And 4 years ago, Rushi played Fort Loramie. Rushi won. Could be the same kind of finish in 2021 with the Raiders winning. Redskins, more experienced, senior-laden club. Rushi young on a roll, both teams hot. Textbook performance by each club. Hard, it's a shame that these two teams aren't in different regionals and vying for a state title, meeting head-on in Akron.
Say what? How about we just come back tomorrow and we'll figure it out how they do.
There you go.
And at least they both could go away with wins on that one.
Wow. Fantastic season. 26-4 now by way of record for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And the Rushi Raiders with the win today, 21-5. Our score is broadcast.com. Anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM.com. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. It'll be Chuck McBee and Jack Kramer tomorrow here for the regional championship. Thanks to Mike Wick, who's been on board with me for these two regional semifinal games here today. Once again, the final scores, Fort Loramie 9, Cedarville 1 in game 1, Rushi 9, Lancaster Fisher Catholic nothing in game 2, setting the stage for an all Shelby County regional title game tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Rushi, the home team, against Fort Loramie. Thanks again to all of our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors and those who support us here on scoresbroadcast.com. For Mike Wick, Jack Kramer saying good evening, saying goodbye to you from here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.